All right, so we'll say good evening, everyone. I want to take the opportunity to welcome everyone to the Siyum on Maseches Erevin. So just a couple of thank yous. First of all, a very special thank you to Yonason Kaplan and the dedicated wait staff, Baruch Hashem, who did such a beautiful job setting up, helping out. A very special thank you to all of our prime rib contestants. Rabbi Ari Lerner is going to speak about a little bit later on. Also, a very special thank you to two very special gentlemen who make sure that Amir Tzashem, we are connected beyond our base medrash to the outside world. To Maishi Abramson and to Jeremy Lassen. I also want to take the opportunity to thank tonight's sponsors. We have, Baruch Hashem, a number of sponsors for tonight's Siyum. To thank Yehuda and Chani Neuberger for dedicating the Siyum tonight. Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Elimelech ben Yisachar Mordechai, Rabbi Yehuda's grandfather, whose yard site is tonight. To thank Josh and Jen Erez for dedicating in memory of Josh's grandparents, Nechemya Leib ben Yoshua Zelig, Yitzchak ben Ephraim Fischel, Bela Bas Zelig, all of whom have yard sites in the month of Kislev. Menachem and Susie Schoenfeld for dedicating the Siyum tonight in memory of Mrs. Ruth Felcher, Rus Bas Meir, David and Rifki Flum, dedicating the Siyum tonight in the Zechus of a Zechus to see his good friend David Schwartz, have a refuah and back at the Daf. The Siyum is also sponsored by Aviva and I in memory of our grandparents, in honor of the continued health of our parents, and Emirat Hashem in tribute to the Lom De Hadaf to all of you. To Pinchas, thank you to Pinchas and Toby Fader for dedicating the Siyum in honor of their son-in-law Jeremy Lassen, completing Maseches Erevin. That is our first ever in-law sponsorship in honor of a son-in-law. Lo hayav lo yeh, never happened. Never happened before. Incredible. A testament to Jeremy and a testament to his in-laws. And to, of course, to Azriel and Iris Miller, in memory of Azriel's grandfather, Meir Ben Elio. We also dedicate our Siyum tonight, Le'ilui Nishmas, Mr. Ari Nabazni, Yoshua Leib Ben Dov, as a Zechus for the Fuah Shalema, for Dr. Aviva Weisford, Ruchama Aviva, Bas Shein Lechana, and as a Zechus for the Fuah Shalema, for Rachel Yehudis, Bas Tova Gittel. This Siyum is also sponsored by Frank and Danielle Storch, in commemoration of the Shloshim of Mrs. Hannah Storch, Zichrona Levracha, Chana Bas Avram Pesach. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of the neshamas will have an aliyah, the families a nechama, as well as in the zchus of a refuah shalema for, give me one moment, I'm sorry, for Tinokas Bas Ariel Yita, we hope, Ariel Yita, we hope that in the merit of our Siyum, of our Talmud Torah, all of those who require refuah should have one together with Chol Chol Yisrael. All of the neshama should have an aliyah and the families a nechama. Before I share with you just some very short remarks before our Siyum, I have to give an incredibly special thank you. Because the truth is, while everybody participates and everybody contributes in different ways, an evening like this is really all because of one individual, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Neuberger. Just to tell you the way our event planning goes here at the shul and in the shir, is I call up Yehuda, I say, Yehuda, you know, we have to go ahead and do a siyum for Erevin. Yehuda's like, okay, that's the end of the conversation. And the next thing I know, he's arranging online voting for prime rib contests. And Baruch Hashem, that's with tablecloths and centerpieces and menu choices and scotch and wine and everything else. And I know he's going to get very upset. I just want to tell you that, you know, Yehuda is probably one of the most influential people in the Jewish community today. And there's an incredible mussar, because there is no such thing as a detail that is beneath him. There is no such thing as something that is too small. And there is no such thing as something that, oh, let someone else take care of that. When he does it, whatever he does believe shalom. I said to Yehuda this afternoon, after I promised that I wouldn't bring this up again at the Siyum tonight, is he's very much reminiscent of the coin with the Trumas Hadeshen. The Kohanim used to fight over who was going to take out the ash in the morning. Because the Kohanim understood that although that was just taking out the trash, it was a relatively minor or menial task, to do anything in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a great kavod. And Yehuda, you really embody that value. To take on every detail. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small. The things that people know about, the things that people don't know about, the glamorous and the very unglamorous details of event planning, of siyum planning. Rabbi Yehuda, on behalf of the entire shir, we thank you, first of all, for always being an incredible magid shir. Whenever, again, I ask you to give the shir, always willing, always able, and do an incredible job. But we feel truly privileged to be able to have you as a member of our kila, as a member of our shir. And thank you for everything you do for each of us day in and day out. Yasher Koyach, and thank you. I also want to take the opportunity to thank Rabbi Kalman Kiva Kovacs, who also, Baruch Hashem, was someone who was always ready to fill in for the shir whenever I'm able to give it. Rabbi Kalman Kiva, thank you so very much. And I will say, an incredible Yasher Koyach to all of you, but I'll get to that in just a moment. You know, very quickly, Maseches Erevin covers a lot of topics. We're not going to do a Feher on this one. We're not going to do a Bechina. It's a lot of sighs of relief. But remember, again, if we were to look at Maseches Erevin, so the truth is Maseches Erevin can kind of be condensed into two basic ideas. There's the idea of Erev Tchumin, the idea of the Erev ultimately, again, to measure boundaries. And then there's the concept of Erev Chatzeros, the concept of merging distinct Rishuyos HaYachid, individual domains, into one larger rishus. And the truth is, there's an incredible musr in both of these things. From Erev Tchumen, there's a musr both bein Adam l'makom and bein Adam l'chavero. There is a zechus in what we can learn in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relation to each other. Bein Adam l'makom, you need Erev Tchumen. In life, you have to have boundaries. The Tchum says, you could go up until a certain distance, but then you must stop. You could travel up to a certain amount, but then you must stop. Because in life, you must have boundaries. That's kiddushim tiyu. As Rashi and Ramban explained, kaddish es asmicha b'masher mutalach. Life is all about creating the proper boundaries. And the boundaries can't be between mutter and asr, tameh and tar, kasher and treif. Because if you walk that line, inevitably you'll find yourself on the wrong side of it. Life is all about asking myself, what kind of boundaries do I need to create for myself in order to lead a proper and healthy lifestyle? That's Erev Tchumen. Erev Chatzeros also means, you know, you take two Rishuyos, two different domains, two different Chatzeros, and you merge them into one. Because life is all about taking disparate or distinct entities and merging them into one. So too often we bifurcate Kedusha. We're Kaddish, we're holy in one place, but unholy in a different place. Or have a certain set of values when I'm in Shul, when I'm in the Beis Medrash. But sometimes they don't necessarily follow me out into the world. Erev Chatzeros means taking individual domains and combining them into one. Life is about identifying what are your core values. And then you have to make an Erev Chatzeros. You have to make sure those values follow you anywhere and everywhere. That they are part of your life no matter where you go. Erev Tchumen teaches us the need for boundaries. Erev Chatzeros teaches us the need, ultimately, again, to bring Kedusha, to join Kedusha into every area of life. But there's also a din bein Adam l'chavero. And bein Adam l'chavero, Erev Tchumen teaches us also, sometimes you have to place boundaries with people. You know, one of the most difficult things in life is, it's wonderful to be friends with everyone. It's dangerous to be friends with everyone. Because not everyone exudes the right influence. And so sometimes in life, you have to place your boundaries even with very well-meaning people. Because that person is not going to have the right hashba. They're not going to have the right influence on me. What they do, how they live, their value system, it's not the best for me. So sometimes I have to make an Erev Tchumen even with other people. But I've always said, even when you make an Erev Tchumen with other people, you always have to make an Erev Chatzeros also. Part of the incredible dialectic of being a Jew is knowing sometimes how to keep certain people at a distance because they're not the right influence, but still to hold them close because I love them. Because Achdus of Klal Yisrael means to be biyachad, to be together with every Jew. Not just the people who look like you, who practice like you, who live like you, who believe like you, but it's about making an Erev Chatzeros with all kinds of Jews. There's this dialectic
You have to create boundaries, but you also have to create a chibur. You also have to create a connection. And so it turns out that Maseches Eruvin teaches us this incredible lesson, both Bein Adam L'Makom and Bein Adam L'Chavero. Bein Adam L'Makom, in our relationship with Hashem, create your boundaries. Kedoshim Tiyu, bring your Kedusha into everything you do, Erev Chatzeros. And Bein Adam L'Chavero, create your boundaries with the people who don't exert the right influence upon you, but nevertheless try some way to establish a bond of Achdus, even with those with whom you may not be able to have a good, meaningful, and intimate relationship with. These are the messages of this Masechta. And I will say, I just want to give all of you an incredible Yashar Koach. I said this already this morning, but I just want to mention something. So many of you have come over to me and you've said, oh, I started Maseches Eruvin so many times. And you say, oh, Rabbi Silber, because of you, I finished it. That is unequivocally false. No one finished Maseches Eruvin because of me. They didn't finish it because of Rabbi Kalman Akiva. They didn't finish it because of Rabbi Yehuda, any of the Magidish here. If you are being Maseches Eruvin tonight, you finish it for one reason and one reason only. Because you put your mind to it. Because you decided that you had something to accomplish and you pushed yourself to make it happen. We have a beautiful shir, Baruch Hashem. But having a shir only enables things to occur. To pull the trigger on it, to make it happen, to really accomplish things, that's up to you. Bask in this accomplishment. I have to tell you, I said it this morning, I mamish, like today, I felt like it was a yomtiv. I put on my simcha suit even, you know, for today. It's a yomtiv. All of you are dressed fine. I just want to be clear. That wasn't like, some of you I will talk to after this year, because come on, already, you should know better by now. But again, understand, like, what an incredible accomplishment. Finished Maseches Eruvin, so ridiculously difficult. Days, let's be honest, we're amongst friends where we said to ourselves, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm doing this. And I can't believe I'm so proud of myself. I actually can't believe I'm doing this. I should have stayed asleep for another 40 minutes because the truth is, I don't know what's happening. I don't think Rabbi Silber knows what's happening. I don't know that anyone knows what's happening. So you know what? I should have just stayed in bed and shalom al Yisrael, but yet you didn't. You kept learning, you kept going. And even days when I didn't know what was happening and you didn't know what was happening, we held each other's hands, we held each other's neshamas, and we went forward. And I will say, I'll conclude with one last piece. I learned an incredible piece of Musar, probably one of the most impactful things that I've heard in the last decade, from Reb Dovi Elman. He doesn't even know what I'm going to be referring to. Last Shabbos after davening, me, Dovi, and Moshe Ben Sion were standing, talking after davening. And we're talking about how exciting it is that Eruvin is coming to an end. Not exciting, but just like exciting. Sina Sechta, beginning of Pesachim. Sina Moshe Ben Sion saying, yeah, but there's a lot of Tum and Tara in Pesachim also. And Abdobi said something amazing. He said, the truth is, it doesn't matter because I'm in it. It doesn't matter what Pesachim has or it doesn't have because I'm in it. And I will say, that's what it means to be committed to Torah. I'm in it. I'm in it. Not if it speaks to me. Not if it appeals to me. Not if I get it and it's smart. I'm in it. That I have a Maseches Pesachim and I take a Shavua to Pesachim. I'm yours and you're mine. I'm in it. There are going to be days. Tomorrow, we'll say it's an incredible daf. And actually, the first daf of Pesachim has some beautiful Agarata. The next little while is exceptional. But of course, there'll be hard dapim. There are always hard dapim. But I'll say that's our mantra. I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm in it. No matter what comes. Easy daf, hard daf, Agarata, not Agarata, math. Hopefully not too much math. But I'll say, but again, whatever it is, whatever Yehuda gives the math dapim, by the way. The emotional mamish watches over me. That whenever I ask Yehuda to give a daf, it's always like the 17 way machlokis on pi, which is a Baruch Hashem. That's Yehuda's specialty. You could do a PhD, a dissertation in that. He'll say, but again, that's the mantra. The mantra is, I'm in it. I'm in it. And I will say, you know, some of you come to Shir in the morning in person, others of you online. I will tell you again, if you are comfortable coming in person, come. Let's fill up our space medrash in a safe way.
If you don't feel comfortable coming yet in person, okay, Baruch Hashem, we have Zoom, we have YouTube, but be in it. And I will say, even if you're listening on Zoom and YouTube, don't. A lot of times, I listen later on in the day. No. If you're part of the shir, then you're part of the shir. And part of the shir means shir starts at 5:45 a.m. Whether you're in person or whether you're on Zoom or whether you're on YouTube, shir starts at 5:45 a.m. If you have, you know, a conflict at 5:45, then ein achinami. That's why the podcast is there. The website is there. You can always catch it later on. Or if you want a chazer later on, there's always opportunities later on. But shir is at 5:45 a.m. Because ein adoma, listening to the shir later on by yourself than doing it together with such an incredible heiliga group of chavirim. Bose, let's be in it. You know, if you're in it for Erevin, you could be in it for anything. Mazel tov on the completion of Maseches Erevin. We look forward in Miratz Hashem Bekrov to the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. And Bose, I just want to end off before we do the Siyum saying that I truly hope it's a schos to be able to learn with all of you. Every single day, you can ask my wife. It's an incredible source of contention in our home because whenever my wife plans vacations, she knows that the first thing I look at is not the Simcha calendar. It's the Dafyomi calendar. Because I have to look at the block and I have to say, okay, if it's pi, great, let's go. Let's go, I'm out, right? Let's take a long weekend, 3 weeks, no problem. Or it's, you know, whatever, anything, then fantastic, let's go on vacation. But if it's like something overwhelming, how could I go on vacation? How could I not be with my beloved shir when there's such, and I'm not recommending this, you should go on vacation. Don't learn from me in this inyan. It's a very bad habit. I will say, we should be zochem Miratz Hashem to continue to learn together. I love each of you. Not, I would say, like, I'm not like my children, because we're like, a lot of us are the same age, like my brothers. You are each one of my brothers. And not biological brothers, but even better than biology. You're my neshamadik brothers. We are joined at the neshama, we are joined at the soul. Learning the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah together each and every day. Mazel tov on Erevin. And I look forward in Miratz Hashem to Pesachim and all the future Masechtas together as well. Mazel tov. I will say we are now going to, in Miratz Hashem, begin our Siyum. So for our Siyum, we're going to have the youngest member of our Daf Yomi, Mr. Gideon Rosen, who at the age of 14, Gideon? At the age of 14, was Mesayim Maseches Erevin. I was thinking to myself, imagine what I could have made of myself if I was learning Erevin at 14 years old. I mean, I was learning other Masechtas, not just not Erevin. So Gideon Emiratz Hashem is going to make the seal. Emiratz Hashem Maseches Erevin. Reb Jacob is going to go ahead and recite the Hadrons, and Reb Gedalia is going to recite the Kaddish. Now please turn your attention over to the Masechtas.
Shelo hitiru lecha ela mishum shavus hecha kai hatam kai dekamar tanakama koshra v'yamar le Rabbi Shimon onva aniva dela ate lidei chiyuv chatos sharei le rabbanon kishira deasei lidei chiyuv chatos lo sharu le rabbanon.
Just do. Give me a great job. First scene. Just saying. Hadron Allah Masechet Erevin, the Hadron Allah.
Hadron Allah Masechet Erevin, the Hadron Alan.
Shaya. Jose, I just want to tell you, Mamish Vishinam from Levanecha, father and son learning the daf together, both being Messiah Maseches Erevin together. Incredible.
I just have to say one thing. The Rav might not be responsible for me finishing Maseches Erevin, but he's certainly responsible for beginning Maseches Erevin, because nobody makes Erevin. Nobody could make Erevin come to life like our Rav. And it's a great schus for me, and I can speak for everybody here to the Rav. for everything that you do in this daf, and Yehuda put me up to that because, you know, you get me. Hadron Allah Mesachas Erevin Hadrach Alon. Datan Allah Mesachas Erevin Datach Alon. Lord Nisim Yenach Mesachas Erevin Lo Yisis Nami Nau Lo Bi Alma Hadem Lo Bi Loma Alma De Osi. Hadron Allah Mesachas Erevin Hadrach Alon Datach Alon Mesachas Erevin Datach Alon. Lo Nisim Yenach Mesachas Erevin Lo Yisis Nami Nau Lo Bi Alma Hadem Lo Bi Loma De Osi. Hadron Allah Mesachas Erevin Hadrach Alon Datach Alon Mesachas Erevin Datach Alon Lo Nisim Yenach Mesachas Erevin Lo Yisis Nami Nau Lo Bi Alma Hadem Lo Bi Loma Alma De Osi.
Skedal vi is gedash me rabo. Ki amadi hu asid li his khadasa le khaya. Sayo un sakol yasto le khaya oma. U vene karta de virushlaim mish kolalo ve khekhlo bagavo. U markal polkhana. Nehora min ara ul asala polkhana di shmaya le asre. Yam lich kedusha brichu be makuse be kare. Ve khayecho no ve yomecho no ve khayedecho beis Yisrael. Ba golav is man kariv vimru amen. Shemay Rabba Mivurach, Lamalameo Mayo, Yisparach Vishtabach, Vispar Visraman Visnase, Visadar, Visalev, Visalol, Shemay to Kudusha, Brihu, Leela Minko Birkasa Vishirasa, Tushbechasa Venechamasa, Damiran Bioma, Vimru, Amen. Israel via Rabbanon, via Tami Dehon, via Kol Tami De Sami Dehon, via Komandi Askim Beraisa, Divi Asra, Hadain Vadiba Kolasar, Viasar, Yehelechon Lachon Shlomo Rabba. Chayin v'chista v'rachamin, chayin arichin, mezoner v'vichei, or for kano mikadam avahon di v'shmaya v'yara v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlomo rabba min shemaya v'chayim tovim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'yimru, amen. Oseh shalom b'mramov, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'yimru, amen.
La 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 la